धर्म उवाच
उवाच
कश्चित्
कश्चित्
भद्रे
भद्रे
अनामयम्
अनामयम्
आत्मनः
चेत्
विश्चायासि
म्लायते शन्
मुखेन
मुखेन
आलक्षये
आलक्षये
भवतीं
भवतीं
अन्तराधिम्
अन्तराधिम्
दूरे
दूरे
बन्धुम्
बन्धुम्
शोचसि
शोचसि
कञ्चन
कञ्चन
अम्ब
अम्ब
धर्मोवाच
धर्मोवाच
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
विश्चायासिं लायते षण्मुखेन
विश्चायासिं लायते
षण्मुखेन आलक्षये भवतिमान्तरादिम्
आलक्षये भवतिमान्तरादिम्
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
धर्म उवाच
धर्म उवाच
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
विश्चायासिं लायते षण्मुखेन
विश्चायासिं लायते षण्मुखेन
आलक्षये भवतिमन्तराधिम्
आलक्षये भवतिमन्तराधिम्
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
धर्म उवाच
धर्म उवाच
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
कश्चित् भद्रे नामयमात्मनस्ते
विश्चायासिं लायते षण्मुखेन
विश्वयासिं लायते शामुखेन
आलक्षये भवति मन्तराधिम्
आलक्षये भवति मन्तराधिम्
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
दूरे बन्धुं शोचसि कञ्चनाम्ब
धर्मः उवाच
धर्मः उवाच
धर्म इन्क्वायर्ड
धर्म इन्क्वायर्ड
कश्चित्
कश्चित्
वेदर भद्रे
भद्रे
मैडम
मैडम
अनामयम्
अनामयम्
क्वाइट हेल एंड हार्टी
क्वाइट हेल एंड हार्टी
आत्मनः
आत्मनः
सेल्फ
सेल्फ
ते अंटु यू
अंटु यू
विच्छाया
विच्छाया
असी
असी
appear to be covered with the shadow of grief
appear to be covered with the shadow of grief
Malayata,
Malayata,
which
darkens,
Ishat,
Ishat,
slightly,
slightly,
Mukhena,
Mukhena,
by
the face,
Alakshaye,
Alakshaye,
you look,
you look,
Bhavatim,
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 unto yourself,
unto yourself,
Antaradhim,
Antaradhim.
Some disease within.
Some disease within.
Dure.
Dure.
Long distant.
Long distant.
Bandhum.
Bandhum.
Friend.
Friend.
Shochasi.
Shochasi.
Thinking of.
Thinking of.
Kanchana.
Kanchana.
Someone.
Someone.
Amba.
Amba.
O mother.
O mother.
Translation. Dharma, in the form of a bull, asked, Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease, or are you thinking of some relative who is away in a far distant place?
We can read the purport of his mouth.
Purport. The people of the world in this age of Kali are always full of anxieties. Everyone is diseased with some kind of ailment. From the very faces of the people of this age, one can find out the index of the mind. Everyone feels the absence of his relative who is away from home. The particular symptom of the age of Kali is that no family is now blessed to live together. To earn a livelihood, the father lives at a place far away from the son, or the wife lives far away from the husband, and so on. There are sufferings from internal diseases, separation from those near and dear, and anxieties for maintaining the status quo. These are but some important factors which make the people of this age always unhappy.
So, this age of Kali, we have discussed in the previous verses, is very degraded age. In the beginning, there is Satyaju, next Tretaju, next Dwaparju, and this is the Kaliju. The aggregate of all these four yugas is called yuga. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahmanovit. The duration of Satyaju is 1800 thousands of years. And the next Tretaju, roughly 1200 thousands of years. And Dwaparju, 800 thousands of years. And this Kaliju, 432 thousands of years. So we are in this Kaliju. In this Kaliju, we have passed only 5,000 years out of 432,000 of years. We have passed only 5,000 since the Battle of Kurukshetra, which took place 5,000 years ago. The Kaliju has begun. So this chapter is on the subject matter, how Parikshit received the age of Kali. We are studying this chapter at the present moment in Los Angeles. We are studying, and again, after that, we are presenting. So, Kali Yuga is not very good age. Simply false. We have several times discussed that in this age, people's duration of life, mercifulness, bodily strength, and so many things, eight kinds of things, will be reduced. The age is reducing, the bodily strength is also reducing. Now you, American generation, you are not as strong as your father or grandfather. You can understand that. You are not so luxuriantly grown up, bodily growth. There are so many reasons, but this is the symptom of age of Kali. They are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, foretold 5,000 years ago, what will happen in this Kali Yuga. That is all explained in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd, 4th chapter. So, simply full of faults. Social life, political life, religious life, everything has been described there. And one thing I can see very practical, that in this age, Lavanam Kesadharanam, it is stated there. The people will think that by keeping long hairs, they will become very beautiful. That is stated there. Dampatya Ratimivahi, husband and wife's relation will depend on the strength of sex. These are described. Shikarame vahi udvahi, marriage will be performed simply by agreement. Now this is Shastra. 5,000 years ago, what was written, that is now becoming true. Now there is no marriage as it was taken formally. Vedic marriage, the father and mother will select the bride, bridegroom, and there will be gorgeous ceremony in marriage. The father will spend both parties, the girl's father and the boy's father will spend. Still in India, there are cases like that. They will spend their hard-earned money during the marriage ceremony of their son and daughter. But in this age, gradually, it is said, Shikaram eva udvahi. Udvaha means marriage, taking the charge of the girl. The boy takes charge of the young girl from the custody of her father. This is marriage. Women, according to Vedic civilization, they are not recommended freedom. They should be taken care of just like children are taken care of. You cannot give independence to the children. That is not possible. Then it is not good for them. Similarly, women also
should be taken care of. They should not be given freedom. That is not good for them. They should be protected by the father in childhood, by the husband in youthhood, and by the grown-up children in old age. Three stages. But in this age, a woman is trying to take independence of father, husband, or children. That is not good. That is described in the Shastra. So many symptoms are described, but at the end, the remedy is suggested, because Shastra means it will guide you for the ultimate goal of life, for the perfection of life. So, if the world condition is so bad, then how people will be saved? That is also suggested in the Shastra. Kalau dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahan guna. Parikrit Maharaj was advised by Sukhdev Goswami. My dear king, I have described so many faults. It is like the ocean of faults. But there is one boon also. That is special prerogative, special advantage of this age. Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahan. Kalo means in this age of Kali, it is full of faulty things. But there is one boon. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Simply by chanting the holy name, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Krishnasya. So, Mukta Sangha, he becomes free from all these contaminations. That is one thing, simply chanting Hare Krishna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha. There are so many contaminations, so many faults of this age. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes Kirtanadeva Krishna Mukta Sangha. He becomes free from the contaminated association. Just like if there is some epidemic disease, and if you take vaccine, it is supposed that you are free from the contamination. So this vaccine of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra will keep you fit without any contamination of this age of Kali. That is happening. All over the world, people are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And practically we see those who are chanting, they are becoming free from the contamination. If you follow the rules and regulations, very simple thing, and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is our only request, that in spite of this contaminated age of Kali, you'll be saved. You'll be saved. That way, that is our Krishna consciousness movement means that we are preaching this cult. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatirandata. Without this, there is no other way of saving you from the contamination of Kali. Here another question is, the dharma vubacha, personified dharma, is inquiring from the cow. He is addressing cow, Amba. Amba means mother. The cow is our mother. Why mother? Because from practical point of view, we drink milk. So how mother, how cow is not mother? She is mother. You are taking her milk. There are seven mothers according to Vedic civilization. Adu Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajapatnika Dhenu Dhatri Tathapriti Saptaisti Matari Smrita. Real mother from whose womb we have come to this world, real mother, Adu Mata. Then Guru Patni, wife of the teacher, our spiritual master, Guru Patni, Brahmani, the wife of a Brahmana. Adu Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatnika, and the wife of the king or the queen, she is also mother. Dhenu, the cow. Cow is also mother. And Dhatri means nurse. Nurse is also mother. Tathaprithi and the earth. The earth is also our mother. That we say in country, in the country which we take birth, we say Desha Matrika. And Sanskrit is called Desha Matrika. There is also mother, motherland, mother language. So so many mothers we have got, out of which cow is also mother. Therefore, she is addressed as Amba. Amba means mother. Still, in Gujarat province, they call Amba. And in UP, United States, United Province in India, they also call Amba. Or in a broken language, they call Amma. Still, so that is from very long time, mother is Amba Devi. There is a, from Amba Devi, there is a big temple of Mother Durga, Kali, in Bombay. So this Amba Devi was pronounced by the Englishmen as Bamba Devi. And from Bamba Devi, it has come to Bombay. Actually, there is a big temple of Amba in Bombay. From that name, instead of Amba, they have become Bamba. That's like from Sindhu, they have called, they have designated the inhabitants of Sindhu Desh as Hindu. The Mohammedans, they pronounce S as H. So from Sindhu it has come to Hindu. Otherwise this Hindu name is not mentioned in any Vedic literature. It is given by the, this name is given by the other foreigners, especially the Arabian countries. They used to call this nation Bharatvarsha. Actually, Hindu is not a religion. Hindu is a name given by the foreigners. The religion is of India, Varnashrama Dharma. Following the institution of four varnas and four ashrama. That is varna. Or Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means eternal. Eternal religion. Religion of human being is one. That is called Sanatana. A living entity is described as Sanatana. Mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta jīva loke Sanatana. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find Sanatana. And Krishna is also addressed in the 11th chapter as Sanatana Stam. And there is another place or spiritual world which is also called Sanatana. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find Parastasmat bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. So this sanatana term is very important. The living entity is sanatana. And God is sanatana. And the spiritual world is sanatana. And the process by which your lost relationship with God is established and you go back to home, back to Godhead, that is called sanatana dharma. Sanatana Dharma. That is our eternal relationship with God. And there is a place. So, the system which makes these two Sanatana, God and the living entity, meet again and they go back to enjoy life in the spiritual world, that system is called Sanatana Dharma. Therefore, Sanatana Dharma is not meant for any particular class or particular country or particular nation or community. No. It is meant for the whole human being, especially human being. Otherwise, all living entities. Living entities, they are in this material world in different forms. That is accepted by Krishna. Sarva-yonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja. There are as many forms of life amongst the living entities. Tasang mahajjani brahma aham bija padapita. The mahajjani, mahat, this material world, material elements, are the sum total of material elements. Mother, Durga, she is the mother, and God is the father. Just like father and mother gives birth to a child. Similarly, we spirit soul, the part and parcel of the Supreme Father, and the material elements, bhumi, rapana, vayu, they are the recipient. Tasmin garbham dadamaham. Just like father gives the seed in the womb of the mother, then the child gets a body and it grows and come out. Similarly, this body is given by mother material, material energy. But the father is the Supreme Lord Krishna, aham bija padapita. This is the factual position. We are not this material body. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yuvanang jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatva namiyati. So we have got all information in the Vedic literature, beginning from Bhagavad Gita and then described further in the Srimad Bhagavatam, four Vedas. The four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Rig, Atharva, they are concentrated in the Vedanta Sutra, and the Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, our propagation, this Krishna consciousness movement is that we are trying to get our students well conversed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So those who are our students, We have got our books now ready, published so nicely. People are accepting it. I was very glad to hear from our Maharaj that we are selling about 100.
Close to, yes.
Huh?
Close to, they're doing many, close to 100 Krishna books a day sometimes.
Yes. So it is very good news that people are reading our books. We have already got about more than one dozen such books, 400 pages each. And besides the smaller books, now we are immediately going to add 6 more books. What are those? 3 Bhagavatas?
3 Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam.
One, all 400 pages like this. We don't publish a book less than this volume. To just imagine how much we have to learn about our spiritual life. In no other system, religious system you may call, or cultural system, can give you so many books to read. There is no comparison. The Christians, they can present only one small Bible. And the Muslims, they can present one little Quran. But here, the Vedic culture is so great that we can simply give you 60 volumes like this, only for Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam is the 18th Puran. There are 17 Puranas, still more, not yet touched. Besides that, there are 108 Upanishads. Then there is big Mahabharata, the great history of India. Then Ramayana. There's so many books. So we are trying to present all these books into English translation. So it is a culture, Vedic culture, which if it is spread all over the world, people will be benefited. Because at the present moment, people do not know what is the treasure house of spiritual culture. They do not know. They have got some vague idea. Neither they are offered such volumes of books. So those who are present here, our disciple and not disciple, should understand that this Krishna consciousness movement is a great scientific movement. It is not a bogus, bluffing movement. Very scientific movement. So in this movement, our one program is to respect the cows. We chant this mantra. Namo Brahmanna Devayo Go Brahmana Hitaya. The Brahminical culture and the cows. Why they have selected the cows? There are so many animals. Why cow protection is so important in Krishna consciousness? Why Krishna personally himself became a cowherd boy and was taking the care of the cows and the calves? Oh, that is very essential. And here also you see that the Dharmaraj is inquiring about the comforts of the cow. Amba, kachit bhadre, anamayam, atmanaste. Amayam means disease. So whether you are quite comfortable by your health. This is very essential to keep cows very comfortably. If they feel comfortable, then you get the most nourishing food, milk. We are practically seeing in our new Vrindavan center, because the cow are feeling secure in our custody, they are delivering milk up to the 80 pounds daily. You'll be surprised. So if you get milk products, milk, then you can prepare so many preparation full of vitamins, which will nourish your brain. Dull brain cannot understand what is spiritual knowledge. Therefore, Mr. Bernard Shaw, he wrote a book, perhaps you know it, You Are What You Eat. If you keep your brain dull, then how can you understand? Because without becoming very intelligent man, one cannot understand Krishna consciousness. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna je bhaje sevara chotu. One who takes to Krishna consciousness seriously and perfectly, he must be very, very intelligent. A dull brain cannot accept it. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan vang prabhadat. So we have to make our brain very clean. And for that purpose, we require to drink not very much, at least 1 pound or 1/2 pound milk daily. That is essential. But no meat eating. This is intelligence. The milk is also conversion of the blood. Everyone knows. Just like we drink the milk of our mother, the color of the milk is white. But everyone knows that milk is produced from the red blood, red corpuscle. So this is the process that people are very much anxious to drink the blood of cows from the slaughterhouse. They sometimes drink fresh blood of milk, is it not? That is not very good intelligence. You drink the blood of the cow by natural process, which turns into white milk. You'll get better brain, better strength. Therefore, cow protection is very essential in Vedic civilization. Therefore, we offer respect to Krishna. Krishna is the benefactor of cows and the Brahman. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya. Krishna is, well wisher, first go, cows. You'll find Krishna always with cows. Here is Krishna's picture, you see how he's loving the cow and the calf. He's personally teaching from his childhood, from his boyhood. So we should follow. If we want to become Krishna conscious, we must give. The cup is also seeing to the face of Krishna for protection, and Krishna is giving protection. Yes, I will give you protection. So this is the position. And here is also dharma. Religious life must begin very clean. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jisam antagatam papam janalang punya karmana te danda mahanin mukta bhajanti maang dirabhita. Sinful life will not help. That is practically everyone knows. And we see so many varieties of people, men in the society. Hey, what is the difference of variety? One has got good brain, another has got dull brain. That is this. That is the variety. So if you want good brain means how to get relief from all the troubles of material existence. That is good brain. And bad brain means to become implicated more and more. They do not know, because they have got bad brain, they do not know how spirit, soul is transmigrating from one body to another, how he is becoming entangled. Today I have got very nice body, American body. But what is the guarantee next life? But they do not believe in the next life because they have no good brain. So, in order to understand things as they are, you require good brain. And for good brain, you require milk preparation. In this way, as they are suggested and routine in the shastras and guided by sadhu guru, shastra, if we accept, then we shall become very happy in this life and next life also. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.
This question, I actually have four questions, but one would be sufficient to ask, is that Arasimhasupa Ananda Goswami and Chusta Krishna Maharaj and their followers more advanced in their understanding of Krishna as a spiritual master than the other devotees of ISKCON? And secondly, have they advanced beyond following the rules and regulations of ISKCON?
That is up to you to judge by the result. If they are actually advanced, why they should leave this company of ISKCON? Therefore, I know they are very good souls. They might have done some mistake out of misunderstanding. I invite them to come back again and take their position. It is not a very good sign that they have left. They will never be happy. That's a fact. Hare Krishna.